Aaron Burmeister has taken over the Iditarod lead. The Noam Musher left the Nikolai checkpoint at 12:25 this afternoon. Ali Zirkel followed out of the checkpoint a little less than an hour later, followed by Mitch Seavey, Lance Mackey, and Paul Gebhardt. The Iditarod GPS tracker has the leaders about 15 miles from McGrath at this hour. The top two Iditarod rookies in the field this year are still resting in Nikolai. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
Fort Yukon's Josh Kadzow comes from a family of mushers. He started the Iditarod last year with high hopes.
Well, you know, last year I didn't come to expose my dogs to other dogs until, you know, a couple weeks before the Iditarod.
Kennel cough eventually turned into pneumonia, and the rookie was forced to scratch 300 miles before the finish line. This year, Kadzow has taken his dogs to a few races to expose them to other teams, but he knows what his dogs can do.
I'm only 26. But I made a lot of mistakes already in my mushing career and, you know, a lot of major mistakes. So now, you know, I'm just hoping I don't make any more.
You're an old 26.
I'm an old school 26, exactly. You know, I've logged a lot of long miles this year, a lot of training, and I think I've done everything I can do for this team to do their best.
But Kadzow will have to keep an eye out for your life, Seth Olsom. The 26-year-old Norwegian brought a few dogs over from Norway this year, and he also has a few wild cards.
I had some bad luck just a week before a race with a few dogs dropping out on me. So I had to take some spare dogs that I had, and they're doing much better than I thought.
Life Seth Olsom is soft-spoken but extremely driven. He's running as part of an educational effort called Racing Beringia. As he shoveled spoonfuls of beef stew into his mouth in Rainy Pass, he said he wasn't paying attention to teams around him, but his competitive nature is likely to keep him up front.
You know, I don't have a clue what's going on. I don't know what place I'm at or who's in front or who's behind me at all. I'm not going to change my schedule just because someone else is in front or whatever, so I just gotta do my thing.
Both Life Seth Olsom and Josh Kadzow have a laid-back attitude about the trail ahead. Without the nerves common to rookie mushers, it could be a mad dash for Iditarod Rookie of the Year. In Anchorage, I'm Emily Schwing.